Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Monday, as much as that is possible. Back on the grind here at Cheesehead TV. 53-man roster prediction with Paul Breddle just went up earlier this afternoon. Hope you'll check that out. The Packers themselves will give us the 53-man roster tomorrow afternoon. 4 p.m. Eastern is the deadline, 3 p.m. Lambeau time. We'll be tracking all the cuts at cheeseheadtv.com. Make sure you're bookmarking it, refreshing it throughout the day. No cuts reported, no moves reported as of yet on Monday. Typical Packers fashion, they will be as thorough as they possibly can be before making any moves. Although we've seen around the league a number of teams already making not only cuts, but trades, things of that nature. Brian Gutekunst and company, taking their old sweet time, as they are wont to do. We'll probably see the first reports of cuts, what have you, earlier in the morning tomorrow. So like I said, be at cheeseheadtv.com throughout the day. I'll be having my Packers Daily Chat at the end of the day yet again tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have most of the, if not all of the cuts, reported by that time. Who knows when the Packers will officially announce it. But some tough decisions. Some pretty tough decisions throughout the roster. And I'm sure some of you will have some questions throughout the proceedings here. But the ones that I keep coming back to are Grant Dubose, who I think has done more than enough to make the roster, but it's tough to justify keeping him on the 53, especially ahead of guys like Bo Melton and Malik Heath. Or Christian Welch, who I think, again, has done enough to make the squad. But it's going to be interesting to see what trade-offs maybe they have to make that a reality. There's no doubt that special teams always plays a major factor, especially with the young guys, as far as their, you know, path to the roster. But even then, if you are a big-time contributor on teams and you've shown that you're absolutely up to the task when it comes to coverage or protection or what have you, that's still not an automatic lock to be on the initial 53-man roster. And the initial part is important. We used to say all the time here in the coverage aspect of the league, oh, the final 53-man roster. It is not that. It is an initial 53-man roster, especially given how the NFL has made it a whole hell of a lot easier and a whole lot more transient when it comes to the practice squad, expanding the practice squad, expanding the ability for general managers to bring guys up from the practice squad a number of times before having to bring them and sign them to the 53-man roster. It is very much a 69-man roster throughout the season, a living, breathing organism almost, where there is going to be a lot of movement, not only early in the season, but throughout the season. And the guys in the makeup tomorrow afternoon is not only going to be different next month, a month, a couple months from now, but even a few days, a few weeks from now, will undoubtedly look very different. So just something to remember when you see whatever the initial 53-man roster is and what the initial practice squad looks like, it won't stay like that for very long. And not just because of injuries, though that does happen, and the NFL certainly moves in that regard, but just trying to bring guys up, guys who develop. Maybe there are injuries, but maybe there is a guy who is a little bit better suited to help you in a certain week against a certain opponent. All sorts of things go into it, and I'm fascinated to see how it plays out tomorrow afternoon. If you want to see my guesswork along with Paul's, make sure you check out the video here on the channel for the 53-man roster prediction. In the meantime, let me get a shout-out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. Hell, they even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of this national nonsense. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, people. You know you want to. The other thing you want to do is mix it up here in the comment section. Whole bunch of folks already doing so. Steve, starting us off with a super chat. What's up, Steve? Hey, Nags, stopped at Mars Cheese Castle and finally got me some Carry the G. Cheers, cheeseheads. Yes, sir, Carry the G. Hitting those shelves across the great state of Wisconsin. Do yourself a favor. Head out to your local. Find some Carry the G. And if they don't have it, tell them. Get yourself some Carry the G. They can be found and serviced all throughout this great state. That's what you should say to them. Because if I was saying it, I'd be talking about New York, and God knows we can't get it in here in New York. And it really makes me mad. But you guys can get it in Wisconsin. This is the time of year to stock up. Get out, get yourself some Carry the G like Steve did. Pack Daddy, thanks for the super chat. All-time Packers field goal percentage leaders. Oh, here we go. Anders Carlson, 81.8%. Ryan Longwell, 81.6%. Mason Crosby, 81.4%. Jan Stenerud, Hall of Famer, by the way, 80.8%. Chris Jackie, 77.2%. Well, this is all true, Pack Daddy, and very much appreciated putting that together. However, I will say, just because Anders is better than all of those guys historically when it comes to their percentage, doesn't mean he's better than his peers. In this day and age, people are making way, way more field goals. And the percentage for the average NFL kicker is way beyond and way above what historically has been the norm for greatness in Green Bay. Now, the one area where I will give not only Anders, but everyone in Green Bay some grace is the fact that they are kicking in Lambeau Field. And especially later in the season, it becomes a hell of a lot more difficult. But it's not like Anders has struggled because of the weather. It's not like he struggled, ooh, he's been kicking late in December in Lambeau Field. He's missed bunny shots in 80 degrees like he did on Saturday or Sunday, or the hell day that Ravens game was. Last year, he led the league in missed extra points. And that wasn't just in Lambeau late in the season. That was all year long in every type of condition. Like, I get the idea of putting it in perspective, and I appreciate that. But at some point, it is the year 2024 where field goals are a hell of a lot more automatic than they used to be, especially when all of those gentlemen you just discussed were roaming the field. I appreciate it. I love it. I'm all in on Anders being the kicker. I think he is going to be the kicker, and I will provide him some grace to continue to grow and develop. But at some point, it's about putting the ball through those uprights, something he is doing with not nearly enough consistency comparative to his peers. That's what matters. Ultimately, much more so than any Packers player that's come before him. That's all I got to say about that. Joe, thanks for the super chat, man. On my final stab at the initial 53, I have 7 wide receivers, 2 running backs, Dylan and Lloyd on IR, and 0 kickers. There will be changes. I don't think they're going to be zero kickers. Is that a possibility? Sure. They pick somebody up after the deadline, etc. Dylan and Lloyd on IR would be something. I think Dylan on IR is a real possibility. I think the other IR spot, because you get 2 at the initial cut down to the 53, that can come back after 1 month. I think the other one will be Tyler Davis. I think Dylan and Davis will most likely be on IR. I think Lloyd makes it simply because he's a draft pick. Yes, you didn't see a whole hell of a lot from him in the preseason, but they saw, I would think, a bit to give them, you know, the idea of, like, it's not too big for him. He's certainly going to be on the mend from that hamstring injury. He's been out for a number of weeks, clearly. And they're not going to have to count on him right away, because I would suspect Wilson is going to be running back too. Jacobs and Wilson will carry the load, so to speak, while Lloyd heals up and gets on the roster, or the game day roster, eventually. Probably down the stretch a ways from now. But we'll see. We will see. It's entirely possible that both those guys end up on IR. Mimsy, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. The waiting is the hardest part. Week 1, hurry up. Yeah, I saw someone very upset when they, I guess in real time yesterday, realized that we have another full week to go before it's even game week. That the Packers don't play this Friday, that they play next Friday. I like it, actually. I got to admit, the whole kind of losing a preseason game and having a somewhat mini bye prior to the start of the season after having 3 weeks of preseason, I enjoy it. I like the reset. Get to take a breath, kind of see what the roster is, see what the Eagles do for week 1, right? And then, like, charts, trying to match it up and previewing, etc. I'm all about it. Plus, you get another weekend where you can just kind of disappear with your family and chill out and not have to worry about the Packers ruining your Sunday. I'm all about that life. DK, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Been too long since I caught a live. Years. Well, real DK. What's up, DK? How are you, man? Good to see you back in the fold. Thanks for checking it out. Matthew, hope life is good across the pond. Thanks for the super chat. Good evening, Nags. Going back to what I said previously, I still think we carry 7 wide receivers onto the 53. I can't see Heath or Grant DuBose being exposed to waivers. I think DuBose will be. I think he's done enough to make the 53, but I also think he'll be put on the practice squad, and I do think he'd make it through waivers. But hey, Brian has talked about it many times as far as not only the puzzle of putting the roster together, especially at the back end, the deeper parts of the depth chart, right? But also, if you have done enough and, you know, shown enough that you are one of the best players out of the 90, then yeah, they're not afraid to go heavy at a position. They've done it before. They'll do it again. And DuBose has certainly contributed on special teams, which would be a necessity for him to make the roster. So I don't think it's impossible. I think it's unlikely, but I'm rooting for him, definitely. Jocelyn, what's up, man? A lot of airtime for QB2 and swing tackle when last August the starter at each position was a big question. Random Packers, Seneca Wallace, and Marshall Newhouse. Go Pack, go. Ooh, Marshall Newhouse. That's a good pull. You're not incorrect, but that's what we do this time of year. And it is somewhat of a champagne problem, right? Last year, heading into the season, we had David Bakhtiari, and we thought we were on lockdown there, where they had found a way of working with him through the tail end of the previous season. You know, yeah, Rashid Walker comes in week 2, a complete kind of wild card, right? And, you know, certainly had his struggles at times early in the proceedings, but has grown and developed into a pretty damn good player. I'm not saying that whoever ends up being the swing tackle is destined for that path, but you are correct that we have no idea what the future holds for whoever ends up manning these positions, right? The progression is not always linear, and it's not always apparent, but certainly what a guy is late August is rarely who he is early November, late December. And no matter where he is on the depth chart, no matter how much playing he's doing, that is for sure. Abdul, never change, buddy. If there is a way to ask something in a negative light, you're going to figure it out, and I appreciate it. Hey, Aaron, would you be surprised if we start 0-2? No, Abdul, nothing would surprise me. Now, do I think they're going to? No. Would I be surprised if they did? No. It's the NFL, man. Nothing's easy. Nothing's given to you. You don't just pick up where you left off. Matt talks about it all the time. Got to go 1-0 every week. I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened. If they went 2-0 to start the year, I wouldn't be surprised. If they went 0-2, I wouldn't be surprised. The NFL is way too finite as far as the talent levels between teams. You got to bring it each and every week. You can get humbled real quick. They start 0-2. Will I be surprised? No. Will I be disappointed? Yeah, of course. I want the Packers to win football games. But surprised? Not a word I would use. Mr. Inglewood, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Caleb and the Bears are ready this year. Wager a case of Carry the G. I'm putting up a case of Goose Island. May the best team win. Let's go. Mr. Inglewood, throwing it down. You finally get a guy who looks like he could be competent at quarterback, and you're coming in here swinging. I appreciate it. Shoot me an email, aaron@cheeseheadtv.com, and we will consider terms. How about that? I love it. I love it. Abdul, thanks again, man. Do we keep Dillard and Glover, neither or both? I think they keep both. The one asterisk there is Dillard's injury. Not quite sure of the severity and if it will keep him out. I haven't seen any reporting around that. Maybe there has been some that I've missed, but I haven't heard or seen anything about it. So that's a TBD. But given if they are right as rain, so to speak, fine, what have you, yeah, I think both make it. Andrew Ware, this is a very fair question. Has Clifford hit his ceiling? I got to admit, that's how I read it. And I love the idea of a gamer. I love the idea of a guy who, you know, is able to do things in a game situation that you haven't really seen with consistency on the practice field. But for all the things we loved last summer about him slinging it around and being unafraid, well, that's some of the stuff that gets you in trouble at times as the quarterback position. And I think we've seen kind of a regression to the mean a little bit with Clifford's game. Now, all of that said, that doesn't mean you can't win with him. That doesn't mean you can't design a game plan around him. And there's something I just talked about on the radio that I want to reiterate here with Clifford and Pratt, right? I understand watching them against the Ravens was a little disheartening. You know, there were certainly things you could take away from that, both of those performances, though, and say, oh, there you go. That's the way it's supposed to look. That's a decent throw. That's a good read, etc. They're undoubtedly going to need to improve. There's no one questioning that. But you do have to remember, if they were to take the reins, if they were called upon for whatever reason, they wouldn't be doing what we saw them doing the other day. They would be supported in a much more robust way. It's what Matt always talks about. It takes all 11. Well, the other 10 guys around them wouldn't be second and third stringers. They would be the frontline offensive line. They would be the top four or five wide receivers, tight ends, etc. Josh Jacobs in the backfield. Be a very different set of circumstances. And I'm not saying that that magically makes them a better quarterback, but given that personnel supporting them, coupled with Matt LaFleur, his ability as a play caller, game designer, etc., they'd have a fighting chance, either one of these guys. So I don't want people thinking like I'm burying Clifford here, but as far as like what he can do with his physical traits, yeah, you've probably seen what he can do, but that doesn't mean he can't get better at the position, at all the different things, whether it's the footwork, whether it's the technique when it comes to the throwing and ball placement, protections up front, being able to get outside the pocket and make plays, things that take time to learn and refine and get better at. Long way to go. Abdul, thanks for the super chat. Did anyone lose or win a job on Saturday? I'm interested to hear Brian Gutekunst talk about that on Wednesday morning, I believe. I think Christian Welch went a long way to making a case. I don't know if he won a job, but he's the one guy who stands out to me who he certainly put a resume together that says, not only am I, you know, a baller on special teams, but you can count on me if something were to happen injury-wise and you needed to put me out there. The game's not too big for him. It's not too fast for him. He certainly looks like he belongs. Ed, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Ever wonder if your guardian angel is a kicker? I have not, but now I will wonder it for the rest of my days. Matthew, thanks again, man. Silly question maybe, but is Nixon still kick returner one, punt returner one? Well, he's not punt returner one, and he hasn't been. That is still mostly Reed, but they've kind of mixed guys in and out there. I think that will continue. But yes, as of right now, still kick returner one. Now, again, they've kind of played with that throughout summer, but he is still their main kick returner. Mimsy, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Hope you get money for all these YouTube ad interruptions. We most certainly do, Mimsy. Appreciate you sitting through them. Hey, man, the rent out here in New York ain't going to pay itself. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, man. Bryce, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Keep the beard, Nags. Go, Pack, go. I'm glad you brought that up, Bryce. I was thinking about this just, I thought it was yesterday evening, late afternoon, evening. I think I'm going to grow a beard throughout the entire season. I think I'm just going to let it go because usually, you know, I grow it for a little bit and I shave it and I grow it a little bit and then I shave it. And then I grow like the quote playoff beard, right? At the end of the year, I grow a beard in earnest. Sometimes, not every year, but sometimes. I think I'm just going to grow a beard. I don't know. I'm not 100% sold on the idea yet because, God, it's still so fucking hot and I hate having a beard when it's hot out. But yeah, maybe I will, man. Thanks for the encouragement. Soder, thanks for the super chat. Coked up Chester, greatest guardian angel ever. What a pull. If you guys don't know what Soder is referring to, I highly recommend Googling Chester Markle cocaine and having fun. It's a good read. It's a good moment in Packers history. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Is this Oasis reunion going to happen? I'm glad you asked because yes, officially, quote unquote, it's going to happen. But from all the reporting around it, and now the Oasis lads have not said anything themselves, but all the reporting around it suggests that they're not getting back with any of the other original members. It's going to be high-flying birds with Liam inserted, essentially, playing Oasis songs. So you've got the Gallagher brothers together. They will be playing Oasis songs. Great. But no Bonehead? Come on, what are we doing here? All of this said, I will 100% be paying equal to my New York rent for tickets whenever they go on sale if they come to America. 100%. Andrew, thanks for the super chat again. Great answer. Thank you. Andrew, thank you for the support. Appreciate you, man. Abdul, now this is the billion-dollar question. This is what Brian Gutekunst gets paid to figure out, and I most certainly am not of that caliber. Did Carlson hit his ceiling, or could he improve? There's a lot of conversation happening inside the building right now as we speak regarding that exact question. I suspect they would have preferred to see him come into camp and be a lot more consistent and seemingly move forward in his development. Now, as I always tell you guys, and I'll keep saying it until I'm dead in my grave, development, improvement, it's not always linear. There are guys who take a step forward and then take a step back and then maybe plateau for a while and then suddenly get better. It's really tricky, especially for us on the outside looking in, to determine when those kind of points have been hit, right? And that's what those personnel folks inside 1265 Lombardi are paid a pretty handsome salary to try and figure out. I'm sitting here as a fan hoping he hasn't, but I can't tell you with any certainty. And I thank the lucky stars as a Packers fan that I'm not in charge of making that decision, because God knows we'd be screwed if I was. But yeah, man, that is a very, 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 very good question that they are trying to wrap their heads around. No question about it. Nighthawk, see, I love these. Malik Willis to the Packers. Now, I don't know if you just read that on Twitter, if you're suggesting it, but we'll see. There we go. Malik Willis just traded to the Packers. I mean, he's a guy who has some tools. He's a guy who there's no doubt can make things happen with his legs. He's got some NFL experience. Bring him in, let him compete. I think more than anything, you know he can make a play outside the pocket. I'll take it for a 2025 seventh rounder. Not the world's worst idea. Go Pack, what's up, man? Is Jordan Love a top three QB in the league? That's an excellent question, sir. I would be on the lookout for a video that I'm going to be dropping later this evening. In response to the Athletic's quarterback tiers article that Sando puts together every year, where he interviews 50, you know, NFL folks, coordinators, coaches, personnel people. You know, Jordan Love made a huge jump in those rankings. Certainly not near the top three yet in those rankings. I don't think he's there yet as far as top three. I think he's headed in a really good direction, though. Let's put it that way. Nick, thanks for the super chat, man. Happy Monday, buddy. Hope you're doing well. High five that this last week without a game to watch. Let's celebrate that. Carry the G anthem. Hey, there you go. That's a really good idea. Why didn't I think of that? You folks should really head out and get yourself some.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold. The land of the green and gold.
Love that stuff. Well, Hungarian, thank you for your super chat. Nags, your current top five NFL QBs, Love excluded. That's a good one. You got to go Mahomes, right? I would put Josh Allen up there. I put Lamar Jackson in there. That's three. Man, I don't know. Let me just look at the names quick before I forget someone obvious. Because God knows I'll get letters. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, yeah. I'd probably put in the top five, I'd probably put Matthew Stafford. Oh, man, so one more, right? That's a real tough one. Because I think with those three, really, those top three are the ones that are definitely the best of the best. And then after that, I don't know, it's tough, man. I know a lot of people say Joe Burrow, but I think Burrow's, you know, obviously had one good stretch there, but been a bit up and down since then. You know, that I leave that last spot open for Jordan Love to just get it. Ryback, what's up? Nags, they should bring in Nigel the Leg Gruff for the from the replacements. I love that he's now on House of the Dragon, that actor, Reese. It's so great. I love the juxtaposition there. To everyone in the comments, yes, Malik Willis is traded to the Packers for a 7th-round pick. Guy who's got some experience, can make plays with his legs, really struggles with passing the ball downfield, but hey, it's something different, no doubt about it. All right, buddy, I'm going to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor, hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.